Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And a good Wednesday afternoon. What a beautiful day. Windy, but beautiful nonetheless.
Yeah, the wind just is not...
It just won't go away.
This is the windiest spring across the Midwest in many, many, many years.
Is it, though? I feel like it's windy every spring.
Did you just hit puberty in there?
What's that?
Is what? It, though? I feel like it's windy every spring.
Yes, I saw a chart the other day.
Is it, though?
It indicated that the wind speed was higher than it has been on average here in the Midwest.
And much better. Thank you.
The continuous wind speed has also been higher.
Indeed.
Yes.
It's always breezy here in the spring, but it's been a little bit more breezy.
Or breezier.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like it is down in rural Kansas for that one guy.
Thank you. Did you mention yesterday, Scott, that Lenexa police say...
Yes, $500,000
thieves have stolen $500,000.
She doesn't listen to a word that comes out of my mouth.
I missed the last line in the story. I want to bring this up again because another alert went out on this and I keep seeing it on Facebook. $500,000 in checks, and they think that's just like recently. Uh-huh. I don't know who all these people are putting checks in the mail. Listen to the last line in this story. The police department says anyone who needs to write and mail a check should walk it into the post office and drop it into a mail slot inside the building.
Well, there is a post office literally on almost every block.
Have you been to a post office lately?
Do you know who I am?
I feel like at the post office where I last was, they need to be doing welfare checks because there was no one in there. I think only old people go in there and Scott Parks. If police think people are going to walk a check into a post office and drop it into a slot, they are sorely mistaken.
You don't have to walk in. They do have a roundabout drop-off lane where you can just drive up to a postal box.
Like the blue drop boxes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it is time to bring everyone into 2025 and we come up with a new way to do business and it is not writing checks. I'm sorry. It's too easy to get your mail stolen.
It's not just always, everything doesn't have to always be about personal individual convenience. I mean, sometimes go into a bank. Go in.
Why?
Thank you, Daniel.
Why?
I can tell you why I went into a bank this week.
How about thieves stop thieving and washing my checks?
That would be fine. I went into the bank earlier this week to inform them that next week I will be out of the country and that they might see some movement on my card.
That's very responsible.
And you know what I had to do? I had to sign a piece of paper authorizing.
No, there's an app you just click on going to be out of town. Why you if you enjoy going in there because they're like, here comes Scott Parks.
That's true.
That's totally one thing. That's fine. Just admit it. You do not have to go into the bank anymore.
Microwave those cookies. He's coming in. He wants warm ones.
Microwave those cookies.
I do. And I like chocolate chip. And they have the nice little coffee making station over there on the corner.
Scott,
and I go over there and I make myself a cup of coffee.
They have this new thing called
put into coffee mates.
DocuSign. It will change your life.
A little cane sugar.
I will say that I have been in a post office and a FedEx facility within the last 6 months.
For what? In the last 6 months? I thought you were going to say 6 days. I've been once in the last 6 months, and I had to update my passport, and that's why.
Once was to ask a question about a package because I couldn't get anywhere with the people online, and once was to send off something certified.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Sometimes it's easier just to go in and talk to a person instead of going through the phone.
I agree with you, Dan. I did that one time with a cable bill. Remember Time Warner Cable? God, they were terrible. If you needed anything from Time Warner, it was quicker to go to the store on 119th and walk in. But for most things, certainly check writing, you should not have to physically go into a post office to do that.
Here's what I'm going to tell you and Sam. The day is going to come, and Dan, you be my witness. The day is going to come when, because of people like you two, banks start closing up their branches. Post offices stop being on every corner in America, which actually I could get behind that.
We don't need them on every corner.
And you're going to rue the day that you made fun of people like me and Dan because we are bank visitors.
You're going to rue it or woe it?
You're going to rue it.
You're going to rue it and woe it. And bank visitor singular. Scott, I don't think there's ever been anyone else in that.
Dana, that is not true. And
there's like 12 employees to Scott Parks. It's a 12-to-1 Scott Parks ratio. No.
By the way, Scott, that day is today.
They all clamor to help you because they haven't seen anyone in years.
You say the day is going to come. There are rural bank deserts all over this country because of exactly that.
Mm-hmm. If it's not Scott Parks walking into that bank, just press the panic button because you're about to get robbed.
I don't go in often, but I do go in every
now
and
then. It's go time, people.
It's go time.
They're wearing a mask. It's going down.
That little red button underneath the desk, push it.
Is that Scott? Oh, that's not Scott. Run!
Very funny. Very
Do you get
funny.
Special tours? Do
no, but I get special. No, but I feel like I get special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
They know me by name.
It's because
well, they're just happy to
they're
see
starved a live
body
for human connection, Scott.
Actually, the last time I went to a bank, I needed to get some quarters, so I just popped by my local
were you
branch.
Going to go make it hail somewhere at a local strip club or something?
What?
Why did you need quarters, Dan?
For a laundry machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty common.
At the laundromat?
Laundromat?
Do they not have a change machine?
No.
Okay.
Do they not want business?
Not in my building.
Old school. All right.
Anyway, the point being, there were people in there doing banking business.
That's right, Dan.
I will say that business owners will keep the brick and mortar bank alive because they do need to go in there, make deposits, get cash for their business.
Of course.
And not everybody is connected as you might be with your phone and your online banking and your suburban existence.
But Sam, even in that case, a lot of small business owners are going cashless because of the robbery issue. Like, you've seen this. They'll just say on the front door, we don't have any cash here. Don't break into our store. We are a cashless operation.
Because they go to the bank every night.
Anyway,
from the text line, the bank cash. I've gone to for 15 years closes at 4. Guess who had to leave work early today to go to the bank?
Good for you. Good for you. Keep that mom and pop open.